excuse me, are you taking actions that are purposeful, that are actually going to move your business forward? Because it is easy to check a box. I love y'all enough to tell you that. It's easy to go, I posted my keto mix-up in my story. I made my reel today. I made my little boop-a-doop-a-doop-boo. Ooh, I did my live. I feel so good. I checked in with my chat. Yay. All right. We can easily do little things that feel good, but are we doing things that are purposeful? You know, recruiting people takes purpose. And here's the thing. When you watch me, here's the problem. I make it look really easy, don't I? All right, Tawny's laughing. All right, Jamie's laughing. Tina Jo's laughing. Shauna's like, yes. Okay, I make it look easy. I make it look so easy because I've done it for so long that you don't even notice that what I'm doing is intentional with purposeful action. Because I don't have to try. This is almost 12 years. I can do this. I probably do it in my sleep. I probably am actually speaking. I should record myself at night because I am probably speaking about recruiting in my sleep. Okay, I just love it. So you, unless you are watching with intention, you miss it. You don't notice when I open my live videos now with, hello, hello, it's Jesse Lee. You can call me hashtag boss of other people's mentor. And I coach and train people how to make $1 million a year from their phone. Today, we're going to talk about blah, blah, blah. See, you don't even pay attention to that. You already, you're like, wait, what? I'm Scooby-Dooing these people left and right. It is purposeful. I say things throughout my live video mentioning, oh yeah, so I my business, yeah, I build business with people who want to make, what the was that? Did you all hear that? Oh my God, what was that? It was like a rope hitting the window. Oh my God, I'm so many stories. Oh my God, what's happening? Can we make that stop? It's scaring me. We're gonna like break a window or something. I was really in the zone, man, and now I'm having I really gotta take my sweater off. I'm having a heat attack. Okay, sorry, I won't be naked. It'll be a sports bra. Don't worry, guys, don't worry, okay? Wow, look how hot I just got. Like, literally, that was so scary. All right, what was I talking about? Wow. Somebody bring me back because I thought that I literally thought we were under siege. I thought a bird hit the window, like a stork or something. Like, oh, I mean, a really big bird, a heron or something. I don't know. Oh, my intro. Okay. Wow. Okay. Thank you. Whew. So I will be on live video. All I can think of is a stork's a big bird. But anyway, I will be on live video and I will say, yes, I recruit people who want to make 6 and 7 figures a year. Now, it's not that everybody I recruit even has any kind of intention to make 6 or 7 figures a year, but I'm mentioning this. I'm always mentioning what I'm doing. I purposefully will post the funny little reels at the same time that I repurpose my business content. See, a lot of you are working way harder and not smarter. Why wouldn't you record something like this? If you're training your teams, if you're training your people, if you're going live about something, why wouldn't you train them? And then chop it up on little InShot or whatever these little apps are. They're free. And create reels, like the business reels you see me use. Why wouldn't we do that, right? Of course we should be doing that. All right, InShot's good, Deb says. That's right. So let's start doing these things. Let's start being very intentional about it because successful people in life are intentional. You might have heard me say this, but successful people truly believe that they deserve everything. If you're going to be successful at 5 recruits next month, you have to believe that you deserve to have 5 new team members. Because never will you exceed what you believe about anything in your life. It's impossible. If you're sitting on this call and you go, there's no way, that's ridiculous. Oh, they told me these were those recruiting things. You know what? Other people call it hiring. All right, if you go to the store and you go to get a job, it's called hiring. I'm just constantly hiring and I'm unable to fire, okay? If I could fire, trust me, I would. All right, not any of you, okay, little loves. I mean, some of you, I actually would, all right? I'm just not even gonna lie to you anymore. Let's just tell the truth, all right? But like, I mean, lying is like not good policy. You should tell me, Laura, put your face away. I wouldn't fire you. Laura Cashin just went, oh, I would not fire you. Don't worry about yourself, all right? Worry about the other people that I would fire who I would never say their name, so don't worry about it, all right? I'm being honest with you though. And that's actually a good point. Because some of you are not even showing up in your business. Would you fire you or would you hire you? That's not for me to decide. And some of you are masterful students and you are taking no action. You can't move anything forward with that. You have to be intentional with it. You got to believe you deserve everything because you're never going to exceed what you believe about it. It's impossible. And you're also teaching everyone around you, you don't deserve, you're worth more. Now there lies the big problem for most of you, because who in here is a mom? Who in here is a dad? So I'm not going to say it specifically about any of you, but some of you are not being the best examples for your kids. I'll let you germinate on that. You know it's true. You know it's true. I read a quote one time. It said something like, the most dangerous example you can provide to your children is not living up to your own potential. Seriously. Like, your kids quit on stuff because you quit on stuff. Your kids complain at gymnastics because that hurt. It didn't hurt. You just had to stretch your leg a little further, you know, because they watch you quit. They quit on their something that they're passionate about and love because it's a little difficult, because they watched you go, well, she said I have, you know, she said 5 recruits in a month and I can't do that. I'm not even gonna try. So they're not even trying. And for those of you without kids, I don't have kids, but do you think kids don't watch you? Do you think the people that are around you, your family members, your extended family members, your cousins, your nephews, your nieces, your godchildren, your whatever, aren't paying attention to you? You got younger siblings. You know, they're not watching you. They're watching everything you do. And kids are just brutal. They don't know how to lie yet. I don't know when we learn how to lie, but kids don't know how to do that. So they are just brutally honest. Well, mom quit. Why wouldn't I? Well, dad stopped doing that business. Why do I have to go to soccer? I don't even like soccer. Ooh. It's the example you continue to show. And some of you probably have all kinds of traumatic stories about your parents, just like I do, about parents who then, when the kid would say something like that, the parents would go, no, you're a liar. You're the kid, I'm the adult, you're lying. Anyone relate to a story like that? My mom had me thinking that my truth was a lie my entire childhood. And then I thought you were supposed to lie because that's what adults did. No, I didn't know that she just lied all the time. Okay? Don't be that example for your kids. Be a better example. Okay? We have to start living up to what we're actually capable of. And that goes back to living your life intentionally. So ask yourself, are you doing enough? That's really healthy. It's healthy to be like, am I doing enough? I'm scared of this. I'm scared of not hitting my rank. I'm scared of not achieving whatever. I'm scared. That's healthy. If you don't have that fear of, oh gosh, if I don't do it, I'm gonna lose it. But you also feel like, but I deserve it. I'm amazing. Because you see a lot of that online, right? Like, I'm amazing. I'm an incredible coach. I'm an incredible mentor. I'm an incredible whatever. And then you're like, well, where's your fear of, like, if you don't show up to training that you might go backwards? That's crazy ego. That's dangerous. And I don't think most of you have that, or you wouldn't have showed up on a training, right? Next thing is emotional control. If you went down the crazy person rabbit hole when I said 5 recruits next month and you went, ah, and you started spiraling, you don't have to admit it to me right now, but I know if there's 400 people on here, half of y'all went through a spiral immediately. Can't do it. Nope. Shut down. You did. You started doing that. What are you doing? You can't be successful if you have no emotional control. And I will tell you, I don't know where it comes from. I'm very emotionally controlled, but I will tell you, I've never seen somebody with higher EQ, I don't think, than Sasha Franz. And I don't mean because he does this stupid stuff like, well, it's kind of cool, like running up the faces of mountains and whatever else. But like when stuff is awful, like you're sitting on a bus in 100 degree heat, called it 45 for those of you that are European, 45 degree heat, 46 degree heat. There's no air conditioning, no airflow in a bus in the Middle East, no water, can't sit down. I'm closing my eyes. They think I'm sleeping. I'm more like baking internally. So I'm just trying to keep myself calm. Okay. I'm literally like my breath, you know, when like you can't breathe. So you're like, I just can't move. And like your breath has so like, that's me on this death bus, okay? So this death bus, by the way, I vetoed all buses on future trips, okay? But that's me, and Sasha's standing there. Well, Mateo's there too, looking not as calm as Sasha, but Mateo's got great emotional intelligence too. And Sasha's just there, like, chilling. And then once we get off the bus, Mateo and I are looking at each other like, like, we're ready to just, like, kill someone, jump in some water that's not available, you know, like, I don't even know what we're gonna do. And Sasha's sitting there like, guys, it's an experience, you know? we're going to be able to tell these stories someday. Come to find out, we crossed the most dangerous border from Amman, Jordan into Israel. Didn't know. It's the most dangerous border, Sasha Franz, which we could have guessed when the guys with the giant machine guns came onto the bus and took our passports for 25 minutes. But, you know, Sasha, meanwhile, you know, because the drone was confiscated and all this stuff. It was so much fun. Sasha's like, Jesse Lee, this is just going to be a story you're just going to tell forever, you know, like not everybody gets to say they crossed the Jordanian border into Israel. And, you know, we did. I said, I didn't need this experience, Sasha. Okay, this is me. All right. Like, this is one I could have lived without, man. All right. No, I really like wish I had taken the 45 minute flight. Okay, that's what I wish I had done. But my point is, maybe he's so successful partially because he's constantly under emotional control. And not only is that in regards to everything, but I also want you to think about people who can miss the 8 shots and shoot the 9th like they made the first 8. Some of you don't know this, but I went to see the Dallas Mavericks Golden State Warriors game, game 4 of the playoffs last year. I had the suite here at the American Airlines Center. And when I got there, everyone's like, oh, are you a basketball fan? I'm like, no. I want to see Stephen Curry play basketball because he's one of the greatest to ever play it. And I want to see what happens when somebody may or may not win. I want to watch what happens to him. And that man played all 4 quarters. He missed a ton of shots. The team got destroyed by the Mavericks. It was, I think, the only game they won of the series, right? Destroyed Golden State. And that man still shot like he made every single shot. Are you shooting in this business with your scripts, with your recruiting messages, with your posts, with your reels, with everything that you're doing, like every single post you make recruits for you? I'm going to guess no. I'm going to guess when somebody tells you, no, I don't do those things. No, I don't like that. No, it's a scam. No, it's this. No, it's that. Most of you go, ugh. And your emotions are completely out of whack. And you do not go to the next message and act like, yep, not a problem. On to the next. Not a problem. On to the next. Going to shoot this message out just like I made the last 8. Right? Successful people don't give up. You guys are giving up. Do you know that tough times make tough people? You've heard this before. The only reason I'm good at what I do is because I've gone through so much stuff. So much stuff. The people that you see winning, they are the people who were the biggest losers. And if you're not somebody who has lost a ton of times, that's why you're not winning a ton of times. You have to take the L's to get the W's. It's just the way it is. Just the way the world works. You're not getting anywhere near enough no's. You're losing emotional control when you're told no. 10 times, 5 times, 2 times, 20 times, 100 times. I wish I had the count of almost 12 years of business, how many no's I've been told. I wish I had that number. It's nowhere near my yeses. Nowhere near my yeses. That number's gotta be, if I have 11,000 some odd recruits personally, which I do, I probably have 80,000 no's. Probably more, actually, if I really think about it, because of social media. Whatever. I don't care. On to the next. I'm still the best. I don't care. And it goes back to what I said last week when I jumped on, but some of you might not have heard me, and I just talked about it on another training, but like my confidence was never attached to the outcomes. My confidence in being the leader on this team is not indicative of how many people said yes to me today. Do you understand? My confidence in training you, it does not change if today I lost $1 million, which I didn't. So, you know, that was nice. I'm just saying, right? It doesn't matter. My intentions remain the same. And then very successful people, and I'm going to give you some recruiting stuff, direct recruiting stuff, incredible visualizers. If you closed your eyes with us and you did not go 15 years in the future and start seeing the kind of person you have to become in order to win, you need to close your eyes again after this training and start thinking about it. Every day, you better start thinking about this. Because successful people are always seeing things in their mind that don't exist. Always. All the time. When I'm walking and I'm having alone time or I'm showering or whatever, or it doesn't even matter, laying in bed, doesn't matter. Any still time, I am living out in the future. I'm constantly seeing things that don't exist. And then they do exist. because your mind starts to conspire ways to turn those things into reality. So create the space in your mind for possibilities that don't yet exist. And I want you to freaking obsess about it. I want you to obsess about five recruits so that you can obsess about 15 years down the road with your jet, with your house, with your cars, with your kids in their colleges of their dreams instead of sending them to a freaking community college in their cars that are safe instead of little hoopties with their wheels rolling off, put them on a scooter, whatever, because you can't afford it. What the hell is that? Little, you know, weddings that are, you know, stupid, you know, dumb weddings and you can't even have real flowers at or whatever. I didn't really want real flowers. It's a waste of money. No, it's not. It's not a waste of money. You just didn't work hard enough. There's a difference between how real flowers smell and plastic flowers smell. I'm just telling you. Whatever it was you visualized, I don't care what you visualized. You understand the point. Okay? Here's the fact of humans. Humans operate out of patterns. You better start writing this stuff down. Some of you are just looking at me like, oh my God. Oh my God. I know. I'm shaking you a little bit right now, but I'm trying to let you understand something. We are humans and we operate out of patterns. So change your patterns. Every day y'all keep doing the same stuff. You're checking out the same stuff on your checklist. Is anything changing? You go to Power Hour, you don't change anything. Nothing's changing. You get up and your morning routine is the exact same. Nothing's changing. Then nothing's changing. It's the patterns. You wake up around the same time every day, don't you? So those of you who go to the gym every day, you go to the gym every day, don't you? Those of you who don't, you don't every day, don't you? That's your pattern. Your pattern is I don't work out. Your pattern is I do work out. Your pattern is I walk my dogs. Your pattern is I don't even have dogs. Change the cat litter. I do whatever. Say hi to my babies. Do whatever your thing is. We are creatures of habit. We are creatures of patterns. So start obsessing about the thoughts of your future so you will get it. Let those thoughts be replaced by the visions and the dreams and the imagination inside of you. So many of you, you're not even living in your present. This is the craziest thing to me. Oh God, I'm on a roll. I'm not even talking about recruiting yet. Sorry, not sorry. It's that 2:30, man. That 2:30 hit, and I don't even know what y'all are gonna get on here. You're literally thinking about your history all the time. You're letting your history dictate your future. What is that? The only time that's the present is this second right now. Now it's this second right now. Now this is the present. Now everything else is in the past. Do you understand? Most of you are constantly visualizing stuff of your history. And so you're conspiring up more of that crap. That lives 20 years ago. That lives 5 years ago. That no you got an hour ago is an hour ago. It's old news. Stop. You're like marching towards death of your spirit. You're marching towards the death of your soul. You're marching towards the death of your business, most of you. Like, if failure wasn't an option, would you move differently? Would you stop thinking about all this stuff from your history? All the businesses you failed in? All the people who quit on you? Stop. You've got to become an incredible visualizer. Because this life, it's what you see and what you feel. And that's not literally what's in your eyes and in your space around you, what you feel. It's an emotional thing. We start to create based off of emotion. We create based off of what we think and what we feel. So start thinking and feeling maybe a little bit more positively. Maybe a little bit more, I can do this. Some of you are so worried about the team you used to have. They're gone. They're gone because you didn't replace them. Who cares? If you were forward thinking, you would have been like, ah. Could have seen that coming. That's kind of like the catch 22 sort of thing, whatever, of network marketing. It's like hindsight's 2020. I guess that's what it's called. Like they leave and you're like, I knew that was going to happen, but I didn't to happen. So I just thought it wasn't going to happen for long enough. It just wouldn't happen. And then it happened anyway. Right? Move forward. Move forward. I never had a good upline until Lisa Grossman. Did that stop me? No. No. I had to win. I had a vision of where my life was going to go, and it was not going to be dictated by some blonde man or some brunette woman. Lisa's also brunette, but I'm talking about two other F-lines, okay? Right? Like, that. Those people weren't going to tell me about me. I was going to tell me about me. You understand what I'm trying to say? All right. So look, we got to recruit more people. We need at least 5 people per person next month. Now, will all of you do it? No. Do I wish you would? Yes. And it's not for me. It's because some of you need to move forward in your life a little bit more. Some of you need to start focusing on new things and create new patterns. Some of you need to completely upheaval, up whatever, your entire life, and it could be next month. okay? And I want you to build this business like crazy. So look, you want to recruit more people. Number one, be a mentor. And that might sound crazy to some of you, but look, I became the people's mentor before it was cool to be the people's mentor. I just started calling myself that because somebody gave me that name. Are you pouring into people and providing value? That's all that means. Most of you, the answer is no. You do not pour into people and you do not provide value. You sit behind social media and you post a shakeup and you expect people to buy from you. Good luck. How's it going? Terrible? That's what I thought. Are you engaging and connecting with your audience? Most of you know. That's what mentors do. They talk to people. They reach out to people. They connect with people. Look, here's what you need to do. When you figure out what your brand is, which we don't have time to talk about right now, okay? But when you figure out what your brand is, the kinds of things you need to be posting about are the problems that those people have. Am I making sense? Who are you trying to sell to? If all of your posts had not a damn thing to do about ketones, and except for in your stories and your mix-ups and all this little like, woo, attraction marketing, and everything was about, for those of you who are moms, being a single mom. What's the biggest problem single moms have? Deadbeat dads. No, I'm kidding. Okay, I mean, that probably is a big problem. All right, but like, they probably want a little bit of money. Maybe it's weird being single and alone with a newborn. Shoot, maybe you're not even single. Maybe it's just being a mom. Maybe it's being a dad. Maybe it's you're looking for, you know, nurses. Maybe you're looking for students. Maybe you're looking for dog moms. What are the problems these people have? That's what you got to post about. That's valuable. People will follow you because they'll say, Nancy's got the solution. Liana's got the solution. Ah, Krista's got the solution. Kristen's got the solution. Look at Jackie over here. She's got the solution. I knew she had the solution. Oh, they're tired. Tired. Okay, tired people who whatever, whatever, whatever. Make it specific, not just sleepy people. Sleepy people can't be your niche, okay? Like, I get sleepy every night right around 8:30, okay? And then I'm good night, all right? Like, it can't just be tired people. You got to get a little more specific than that. But solve the problems. Be the mentor. Connect with these people. So ask yourself, how are you showing up on social media? Do you want to recruit more people? Most of you are inconsistent, which stuns me. It's like you sit on power hours, you sit on calls. I tell you to post. You're like, you know what? You know what I'm going to do? Not post. I'm going to see how that works. All right, what are you talking about? Oh my God, these workers are now over here and I'm literally shirtless sitting here. They just came up with the window washers. Wow, oh wow. Okay, let's just keep it going, people. All right, wow, this is not awkward at all. Do you see how red I am blushing? Because this is very awkward. They're looking in here. Okay, great. Just keep going, guys. Just keep on rolling on up. I don't know if they're hot. I'm not looking. Okay. Ah, so are you posting a Kate? Okay, they're still going. Oh God, he's behind there. He's going like this. Are you posting occasionally? I can't see them. They can't see me. That's what they say when they drive the big trucks on the highway. All right. So are you posting occasionally and hoping people will reach out, or are you spamming people? Do you reach out to 20 people a day and then no one for a month? This is what a lot of you are doing. It's time to put the mirrors up. Ask yourself, Kelly. There's like 19 Kellys on here, so I could be talking to any of you, right? Are you showing up in a way that attracts people? Stop worrying if they're going to become a customer, if they're going to become a recruit, or if you can close them. Let that go and you'll become a magnet. People will be drawn to you. People are screaming for positive energy right now. In a world where most people's brands these days, it seems to be, want to be built off of drama. It's like, did you see what happened on Mom Talk, Utah Talk, whatever it's called? Did you see what happened with so-and-so, so-and-so? Who the fuck are these people? No. I don't sit there and watch the drama llamas about, I know they're all swingers or something, right? Like, they're all banging each other. Wow. Wow. Okay? Like, what? Where is the value in that? Unless you're trying to be like, my life is actually not bad. Cheers to that. You know, like, come on, positive energy. Next, you want to recruit more people? How much are we following up? Most entrepreneurs are horrible at following up. They're so busy getting on to the next thing. Oh, I gotta do this, I gotta do this, 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 gotta do this. Guys, like, if I look back at conversations with anybody, any of the good people on the team that I've personally recruited, aside from the people that have just signed themselves up because of attraction, which is not a good strategy for 99.9% of you, so stop that. I had multiple conversations with them. I was chatting with them about their kids, about their dogs, about their house, about moving, about, you know, their situation, about, yes, you're a badass. How's your baby? How's this? How's that? I was creating a relationship, multiple communications. And if they message me, I message back. A lot of you have, you know, messengers, Instagram Messenger, Facebook Messenger, TikTok Messenger. What's the messenger in the inboxes? Thank you. Oh my God, Megan George. I'm like, I can't even speak over here, right? Like all this communication, they respond to my story, I respond back. They respond to a poll, I respond to them. They interact with the Facebook Live, I comment back. They comment there, I comment back. They comment there, I comment back. I invite them to challenge because they click on something. They follow up with something, they respond to a story. I'm talking. There's a lot of back and forth. Some of you, and this is crazy, there are pro champs sitting on here that before I train this, because these are my notes, I went and I looked at the comments I've left on your social media. Pro champs, rank 7s and 8s, I'm talking to you. Most of you don't comment back to me or any of your people. Huh? How long you want to be ranked 7 or 8 for? Not long, huh? How's that working out for you? What's your volume look like this month? Your BV, not your QV. You're not talking to people. I can only call out the pro champs. I can't call out like the ranked ones like that. Come on, that's rude. All right, but I'm going to call out these pro champs. I didn't use any names anyway, okay? So it's fine. All right, but look. And if you're feeling attacked, it's because you don't respond to me, ho. All right. So anyway, look, this is what it is. All right, look. And sometimes they respond, sometimes they don't. Right? Look, give them another chance. Give people another chance. Now, don't chase people. Next month, please don't chase people like a crazy lunatic trying to get into something. I got to get into this recruiting round table. Okay, stop. Stop. Okay. Same thing. I don't try to upgrade my customers. If they want to do business with me, they can ask about business. I want my customers to be my customers. I want my recruits to be my recruits. You understand? Okay. Don't chase people. All right. Follow up like a boss though. Now look, we have automated onboarding systems. Talk about it. Are you sharing the link to the recruiting call I did 2 weeks ago for the entire team? Or are you sitting on Zoom and on phones trying to answer their questions? I don't have time to hear about their whole life story and then putting a plan together for them and their business and then they do nothing the next day. No, we want onboarding systems. We want recruiting activity. We want the systems in place. And look, oh my God, I had a whole other thing I was going to train you on, but I'm already almost at 3 o'clock. Good Lord. Look, the other thing is here. Mindset has to shift. You better shift in that mindset. You better be proud about being a recruiter. Because if you think about it, I'm just asking you to build a business. Do you want to be able to say, I'm an entrepreneur? If you're just retailing a bunch of ketones, I love you enough to tell you, you're not an entrepreneur. You're an affiliate marketer, which is fine. But there is a difference between that. And it's great. I love those of you who just want to sell. And you're like, I don't want to build. That's cool, baby. Just do you. That's totally cool. But most of you are like, I want entrepreneur money. I want entrepreneur money. If you want entrepreneur money, then I want you to start building a business. In a business, it starts with one and then it builds into many more. So make that statement. I am a recruiter. I am an entrepreneur. I am a business owner. And own it. Because when you make that statement, you make that claim, you speak into existence, you're sending that message out. And the next thing you know, you are a recruiter. Next thing you know, you're in this recruiting roundtable with me. Right? So create the content. Do the things. Take more action. Guys, I'm watching the calls of the wealth calls. And I'll wrap this up really fast by saying, I don't understand how you can be here for years and years and years and not make $300 a month. You're not taking action. I don't call y'all out enough on that. I'm trying to do it in a very loving way, but what are you doing? There are too many systems here. There are too many scripts here. There is too much content here for y'all to not be making serious money. Every last one of you, okay? It's just I was like, this was me, you know, paying attention on that. Who's saying, you know, why am I making all these weird things today? Right? Like I want y'all to have the freedom that is available. But it will come if you start accepting that you are a business owner and you take accountability over your life and over your business. Because again, successful people, they run their lives with intention. They keep themselves emotionally under control when they feel like they're under pressure. And they really do believe that they deserve this. Because remember, you will not exceed what you believe about anything in your life. Some of you are making that $300 or less a month because that's all you believe you're worth. And that is because you are living in your history and you are pulling it into your future. And you got to cut that out. You don't know that person anymore. And quite frankly, every cell in your body changed from 7 years ago, every single one. And some of you are still living a history from 40 years ago, 30 years ago, 20 years ago. You're not even that human anymore. Leave it back there. So I took 2 extra minutes of your time, but I love you and I appreciate you very much. Thank you for jumping on this call. I do love these calls very much and I love all of you. I will see you, oh gosh, I don't know when I'll see y'all soon, man. And I'll see a bunch of you in Dubai next week. So that's exciting too. Talk to you guys soon. Make sure we push for Bahamas. I want a full empire trip in Bahamas, all right? And y'all stay tuned to the Pulse for the ideas for Empire University and for anything else around tickets. Love you guys very much. Talk to you soon. Ciao.
Recording stopped.